This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. President Ramchandra Paudil to unveil government policy and programs at the Federal Parliament today. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli launches the Shram Sansar portal, calls on all to participate in the journey of prosperity. Revered as the god of rain and prosperity, the Rato Machindranath chariot procession begins. And UN officials calls Israel's Gaza aid blockade cruel collective punishment. Now, the news in detail. The government's policies and programs for the upcoming fiscal year are to be presented in the joint session of the Federal Parliament today. President Ramchandra Paudil is scheduled to present the policies and programs in the joint sitting of both houses of the Federal Parliament, which has been summoned for 3 p.m. today. Speaker Devaraj Ghimire has already urged the members of the House of Representatives to be present in the prescribed attire and take seats by 2:45. Discussions have already been held among the ruling political parties to bring the policies and programs for the upcoming fiscal year, focusing on the measures to make the economy more circular. The Federal Parliament has invited the Chief Justice, heads of constitutional bodies, high government officials, heads or representatives of diplomatic missions in Kathmandu and private sector institutions for today's session. The policy and programs to be presented by President Paudil are the philosophical guidelines for the making of the budget for the upcoming fiscal year. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli has called on investors at home and abroad to choose Nepal as the investment destination, stating that it offers ample potential and a favourable atmosphere towards that end. Inaugurating the Kosi Investment Summit organised by the Kosi Provincial Government in Biratnagar yesterday, the Prime Minister has urged the administrative sector to focus on the mobilisation of internal and external investments. On the occasion of the 136th International Workers' Day yesterday, Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli virtually launched the Shram Sansar portal. Prime Minister Oli inaugurated the portal virtually, which the Ministry of Labour, Employment and Social Security had developed. During a special event organised by the Ministry, the Prime Minister said the portal was developed to bring labour and employment services closer to the people and to make these services easily accessible to all Nepalese. Similarly, Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security, Sarat Singh Bhandari, has said that the Shram Sansar portal would put an end to the narrative of getting employment based on access to political power and through informal request. The portal aims to support employment-related matters, analyse labour demand and supply, regulate employers and improve access to services without physical or bureaucratic barriers. Head of the Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, Foreign Affairs Department, Bijay Chauthaiwale, called on Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli yesterday. According to the Prime Minister's Secretariat, matters related to various issues on mutual relations and interest between the two countries were discussed during the meeting held at the Prime Minister's residence, Balwatar. Minister for Foreign Affairs and Nepali Congress leader Dr. Arzu Rana Deoba has said that Nepalese living abroad are soft power for the country. Speaking at an interaction on Nepalese abroad, responsibilities of the government and the role of public relations committees organised by the Nepali Congress Public Relations Coordination Committee at the party's central office in Sanepa yesterday, she stressed the need to involve the second generation of Nepalese living abroad in the development of their motherland. Regarding the demand for the issuance of NRN cards, Minister Dr. Rana expressed confidence that the card would be issued soon as a stable government has been formed. Similarly, addressing the same event in the party office Sanepa, Nepali Congress President and former Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deoba urged the migrant Nepalese to support in achieving speedy economic prosperity by utilizing skills learned in a foreign land and investing capital in the country. Party President Deoba shared that strong support and cooperation of the overseas migrant Nepalese were necessary to strengthen the Democratic Republic in the country. Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Paudil has said the GP Koirala Centre for Respiratory Diseases would be developed as a specialised hospital for the treatment of respiratory diseases. Inaugurating dialysis services at the centre at Sukla Gandaki Municipality 5 in Tanahu District yesterday, Health Minister Paudil stated that many people would also visit this hospital for treatment even from abroad if it were upgraded as a specialised centre. The hospital currently provides orthopedic, neurology, general surgery and internal medicine services from specialist doctors. Vice President Ram Sahai Prasad Yadav has said that Nepal should get support from the international community to effectively implement the measures to cope with the climate change impacts. During a program organized in Kirtipur yesterday, the Vice President said Nepal is facing a climate crisis even though we are not responsible for the climate change and added that the serious impacts of climate change were visible in the country. Likewise, he recalled that Nepal is committed to zero carbon emissions by 2045 for which it needs fiscal and physical assistance from the global community. Also speaking at the event, Acting Chief Justice Sapana Pradhan Malla said that climate change is now a judicial issue. Similarly, Minister for Forest and Environment Ayn Bahadur Sahi said Nepal was facing difficulties in achieving SDGs due to climate change impacts, adding that the government is organizing the Sagarmatha Sambad to draw attention to the world on climate change. Likewise, the UN resident coordinator to Nepal, Hana Singer Hamdi, said Nepal is entitled to climate justice. The Rath Yatra, or the chariot procession of Rato Machindranath, revered by Hindus as the god of rain and prosperity, has begun. The Rath Yatra that began yesterday from Pulchok has reached Gabahal. Along with Rato Machindranath, the chariot of Minnath has also been brought to Gabahal. Considered to be the longest jatra in Nepal, the chariot pulling festival began on Monday with the Rato Machindranath statue being carried in a chariot to Pulchok. The jatra formally begins after the Rato Machindranath statue is carried in a chariot from the temple in Machindrabahal and taken to various places in the city, including Gabahal, Mangal Bazar, Sundhara, Lagankhel, and Jawlakhel. The chariot procession ends with Bhoto Jatra, or the public display of a jewel-studded vest. The Machindranath Rath Yatra is believed to have begun about 1,600 years ago and begins on the first day of the first lunar month of the month of Baisakh and continues for about 2 months until the fourth day of the month of Asar. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for some international news updates. The United Nations Emergency Relief Coordinator urged Israel on Thursday to lift its blockade of aid into the Gaza Strip, saying the halting of humanitarian aid amounts to cruel collective punishment. The UN aid group said its staff were safely evacuated after thousands of Palestinians breached its Gaza field office on Wednesday evening and took medications. An official with the United Nations Relief and Work Agency called the looting the direct result of unbearable and prolonged deprivation. Israel has blocked any humanitarian aid from entering the territory since the end of a ceasefire in March, throwing Gaza into what is believed to be the worst humanitarian crisis in nearly 19 months of war. Israel has said the blockade and its renewed military campaign are intended to pressure Hamas to release the remaining hostages it still holds and to disarm. The war began when Hamas-led militants attacked southern Israel on October 7, 2023, killing around 1,200 people, mostly civilians, and abducting 251. Hamas is still holding 59 hostages, 24 of whom are believed to be alive after most of the rest were released in ceasefire agreements or other deals. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the influence of the westerly and local winds along with the partial influence of the water vapor rich air coming from the Bay of Bengal, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light rain with thunder and lightning is possible at a few places of Kosi province and hilly regions of the country and to occur at one or two places of the rest of the country today. There are chances of light rain or snowfall at a few places in the high hilly and mountainous region of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki, Karnali and Sudarpashchim province today. According to the information provided by the division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley is likely to hover around 15 to 17 degrees Celsius today, and the maximum temperature is likely to hover around 24 to 26 degrees Celsius today. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. President Ramchandra Paudil to unveil government policy and programs at the Federal Parliament today. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli launches the Shram Sansar portal, calls on all to participate in the journey of prosperity. Revered as the god of rain and prosperity, the Rato Machindranath chariot procession begins. And UN official calls Israel's Gaza aid blockade cruel collective punishment. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.